the roof stays the same, but we want to be 178, yeah. That's a revisit our own business. Now we are then engaging on the legal how we are to fire process. The only thing is what you are raising is that you are not taking up the project. We are expecting that to listen somewhere to some of the project. How would you note that in your report also, please bear in mind that individually we're taking our own notes based on our understanding, because we support staff in terms of taking minutes. They don't necessarily take minutes in terms of the preparation of the committee, has they are recording. Generally, then you need to assist us, but also I'm not just putting you on the spot like we engage.
No, no, sure. I fully understand. The essence of the solution is that I'll tell you, and of course, I'm subject to a written compromise because it's in our own interest. I think, in principle, we must have that discussion because it has a bearing in terms of if I am to speak to a candidate, which I also have to what extent are they going to challenge or endorse the proposal I'm making when they are unable to counter, which is just an in principle discussion so that we have an answer.
No, thank you for that point. Honorable, we did receive your apology. Honorable Mwale, and then we come to Honorable Dombele and then.
Yeah, then I'll share to assist to come back to Honorable Dombele. I think I'm a shot at recruiting him so that he may come. Sorry, no, my suggestion was, I think Honorable Claire, the response is within that dilemma. Because if you are not in any particular candidate, you simply pick up your own three that you scored higher. And then the other member would also, as if going to give motivation, at least even if you are not there, you are going to get the sight of the candidate. But it means you concern yourself with what you hear, with what you saw, you pick up your trade, you motivate, and other people will do so as well.
I think Mr. Mustafa, it's what happened also with the WP process.
The Sadia Chairperson, just also to assist the committee chairperson, remember there were CVs that were received by the committee. So the interview is part of the process, but there was a CV that made the committee to decide to choose those people. So that also contained information about the candidate. So the interview is the second link of the whole process. So I think maybe a member can make a decision based on what was on the CV of that particular candidate. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, members. Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable solution. But it's not for only for Honorable Ushe, but for the collective. Honorable Mikhail.
You know what? I'm not a member of the subcommittee, but I think I can make an input on to accept it now. There are two issues since I discern them now. The honorable member is talking about making a nomination of three, a short list of three, that every member does that and you work out from that one. That's about time. Talking about time, saving time and stuff like that. The Honorable Fenway is talking about the issue of those people who were not in all the interviews. They are sort of at disadvantage and they cannot, in all fairness, be able or competent to judge all the other candidates. And I hear what the legal advisor is saying. There's another point, and we've got to always bear in mind that the time is important, but we shouldn't shortchange the candidates by looking only at time from our side. There's another method you could use. If you go that route, each member can then rank all the candidates from one to the bottom. Because, you see, my number one could be your number last. And if you only take three, that's going to be a huge disparity. So if you rank all of them, and then the permutation is worse, then you can arrive at a much better solution. Thank you.
Okay. There's always a way in the subcommittee. Honorable members, how do we store the names in the port, if there's any port you can use that way. And of course, mindful that we did set our rules on the keeping network of scoring for your own individual as a member. We are going to be deliberating when we reach the final definition in terms of selection. So, but what we, Honorable Zhao, is saying that you prioritize your name as you throw them. You said this is my number one, this is number two. And I think that what also is a fairness. It surfaces well, it is done as quickly, and if the number takes it as well. Then we start Honorable Nepal. Honorable Marvin, I agree. I'm not putting you on the floor, but I need to have a light.
Oh, no, I'm good. I regret what Honorable Dawood said, that he could have taken by the funding policy. But I'm just a little lightly in a condition of consideration as a set proposal. I have number one, Mr. Richard Kakunesizani. My number two was Ms. Clara Pumelele Zimande. My number three was Mr. Tolumuz Bruno Lutuli. Those are my three. Before the Ministry of Culture.
Sorry, I was speaking to my neighbor here, saying we don't differ much. Shall I give my list? I've also got Advocate Cezani in the number one position. Then I've got Miss Cezani in the number two position. Then I've got Mr. Lutuli third, Mrs. Nzimandi fourth, Mr. Ndu and Makubela, they are sharing the fifth position with me.
Mr. Ndu and Makubela are on the same
score. On the same score, yes, thank you.
Chair, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I was still having a debate now with the scope is coming down to three. So I'm giving you five.
No, please do.
I have not ranked them, but I think the advice is well captured. But I think I'm not far off either. Okay, Suzanne. Mr. Oh, it's Mr. Zimande, Mr. Ndo, Dr. Ntuli, and Makube. But now, considering what has been said, you can put an asterisk there, Chair, because I still feel we need to have a discussion about the issue of security clearance, but that's fine.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I'm from Gender Commission, the Parliamentary Labour Office.
Okay, can you just
I've got 12.
Okay,
but I will use them for more. The first one is Dr. Lutruli. Then Clara Pumelele and Zimanda. Then the third one is Zimanda Richard Kalipile. And the fourth one is Mawasha Zakaria. Thank you.
Honourable Martin, I'm not too sure if you go through it,
just came
in the meeting.
No, it's fine,
because I don't differ much from.
Honorable Martin, where we are, not whether you are part of the interview or not, or you don't differ with other members. Do you like to
okay.
Okay. A few names if you do, if you want, you can take it from
okay, now let me put some names. Because, yeah, I think maybe the major one where I see people have not really raised that name is the name of Mawasha, because I am Mawasha.
I'm not going to motivate.
It's Mawasha, it's Zimande, it is Lutuli, and it's Zizane.
She or she?
It's a she. So it's Zimande, Mawasha, Zimande, Lutuli, and Zizane.
Honorable members, from my side, Dr. Lutuli, he is a he. Zimande, he is a she. And Sizane, a he.
Thank you so much.
Agreed. Dr. Lutuli, appears across the board, all of us of the subcommittee, that's number two. When I raise the cellar, it's mostly here. Okay, the other one that also will assist me as well, we've got demanded. That gives us three across the board, everybody without a fail. So that's the first category. So we'll go to the second category. Makubela, I'm checking terms of service that I have. Okay. Makubela is raised by three members. Okay. Let me then go. At last, I'm promising you pay them correctly. And it's not here. No, one person, one member. Mawasha, I'm reading Mawasha, two. Is there any other name that I omitted? Two names, six members, and the other name is five members. so that gives us grace in terms of the process that we agreed upon. Any comments to present? Marvin, I saw your hand. I just wanted to know that we are clear on what this vote is about.
Maybe I should not comment. The way I understand it, this brings us to the end of the process. Because it seems like that's what the majority, in fact, all unanimously the subcommittee, six members have decided they want the two candidates there, here, six members out of them. Then five members went for the other one, which I did not support this one there.
Mr. Kondwai, who was the most senior citizen in those
countries.
I'm aware of time. I'm not going to spend in the work here. How many of the commissioners now, looking at the issue of gender, was we raised it sharply in our own. With the recommendations we're making now. I'm saying in the chosen composition of the commission, what would the gender balance be?
So in terms of the National Assembly appointees, we've got five positions, so we're dealing with three. So with what we have done now, it would be two females. So in terms of the provincial one, the committee may recommend to say the province is also not take care of them. Because it's only not gender, also the demographics as well. And the generational needs between the youth and them, all those things. And also people living with disabilities as well. Is that we'll ask the when we prepare the report in a written form, it captures the preparation. The step one, the step two, and also the step three. The step three is to do the recommendation of the names, but also three have also in terms of the obligation on top. What we are saying, the latter part of the honorable chairman, so that can be correctly captured.
Thank you, Chair. I've got nothing to add, Chair. It's, the important thing is that the rules were followed and the matter was decided based on consensus of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Dave Hazen.
Oh, thank you, Chair. Chair, just a few remarks. The first one is I'm really relieved by the outcome of a process of which I was at one stage very concerned about. And the fact that we got so easily and took on a consensus position is just great. The second thing is, Chair, I also want not only us, but hopefully other committees to learn from our experience here in that I think in future we will have to have admitted when members, you know, must leave for other obligations and come back so that the records can show eventually who's been able to attend all of the interviews. The second thing is I think we must realize that if you invite 15 people, because that's our original number, that it will be very difficult for all the members to attend all of those interviews. The next one is that when people have come to such, gone to such great lengths to be here at Parliament for interviews, that half an hour is in all probability too optimistic and not reachable. That one must rather put out 45 to minutes to an hour. And then also, Chair, if I can just say, I was a little bit embarrassed.
Yes.
Then lastly, Chair, I was quite frankly at one stage a little bit embarrassed on behalf of Parliament, especially when we had to rush out in the middle of interviews for the line with the bells were ringing and things like that. And I believe it's something that we should avoid, but I also would like us, or can or may I propose, that we write a letter to all the candidates that were invited to say to them, thank you very much for availing yourself. Secondly, we apologize for the fact that we've been unable to stick to our communicated program, and we will really appreciate it if they would apply again for similar positions should you know the occasion arise. But that we really, really are concerned that they may have felt that we treated them with disrespect, having to sleep over another day and so on, especially the group that had to stay over. Thank you, Chair.
Okay,
so
then.
Chair, finally, I just want to add on what you both understand. Chair, I really think we need to alert Parliament, particularly the programming committee and maybe the Office Forum, that interviews are not something that take place on a daily basis in the Parliament, and that when they do, they should take precedence over all else. Because quite frankly, they're in and out. And I think even for Parliament's own internal planning, of course the committee itself, for us to be advised prior if there's going to be three languages, so we don't schedule ourselves against the grain of three languages, was to find out these things in the middle of a program and does not help. So I think the programming committee, the house chairperson, and so on, they really need to prioritize interviews. It's not something that happens often, so you find a way just to capture that. But finally, Chair, the point that I want to make is we must borrow from best practice around here. It is not possible to do these interviews in a day. The public protector interviews were a point in case we almost go to the same trap. I think maybe moving forward, let's just agree not to take more than 6 interviews in a day. Because, you know, the just arrive at a standard operating procedure and that's some sort. Thanks. I listen to this to you.
Emphasis on, so I want to suggest that we apologize profusely because of all the inconveniences caused by the postponement to the following stage. I think that I'm trying to come out very clearly. But also, Chair, while the letter has been written, I request that you look at it before you take it to the country. But I would also, on behalf of my own, say thank you very much for the support and the role that all members have played in the staff. It's a fight which we would have kept if I didn't want it, but because of the maturity, we will work it out in such a way that we are where we are. Thank you very much. And your good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I do support the sentiments of all the members. My question is just slightly different from the point. This is a subcommittee that approves then the candidates. Is this then now going to the portfolio committee, and do they need to vote on this as well? Or is it just a matter of us informing the portfolio committee? If you can just guide me to clarity, please, Chair. Thank you.
So may I deal with your point at last so that you can dispose of this one? Thank you, Honourable Member, for the recommendation moving forward. I also raised that one with the House Chair when I was going out asking for permission for put over for the candidate. That it's a pity that we don't have a good practice documented. And I suggested to Dr. Advocate Chabalan that he will be coming up with some suggestions to assist the administration, because it's not an administrative process that has been made. So I'm saying all the points that have been raised, that Mascole, can we document them and circulate in terms of the recommendation to the head of the unit? I'm not sure that Shabalala, but also the House of Chairs, yes, I need to do that with the Honorable Flory. But before we send it to him, let it be circulated to all members, so that also if there's anything that we think we have omitted, all what Honourable Hewa and Honourable Fandeyizen has raised, and also that is on the conversation there. Also, we do have a sense of comfort on that one. But the other one that needs to be included is that members, when they are appointed to sit in a subcommittee, they must try their level best to prioritize, because subcommittees and other committees are events coordinated by its nature. It will also ask them. The other one, so I've dealt with the content of the recommendation, how do you take this process forward. The second one that I would like to raise and also to express on behalf of the committee is to thank our legal support in the current time. He has done a stunning work. And I know I used to call him also panicking that are we still on the right track, are we legally correct, and all those things. And also, I think from our side, we have given a chance also to advise us not post the problem, but also straight away in the meeting. And I think it also really assisted us in terms of this process to be fair and square and also above the board. But also with the support of the administration, thank you so much. Most importantly, remember, without singling out anyone, that you have contributed in terms of the food running, in terms of bus engagement. That some of us were getting irritated, but also were very patient, but I would say that it does have also to be patient with each other. It can be a time waster, but at the end of the day, we close all the gaps that can be challenged by anyone. I think that's one we must give ourselves on our shoulders, without also getting arrogant, and that's one, because we always make mistakes as human beings. Also to declare to members, the letter has already been written to all the candidates. And if I knew what you were going to capture, because my worry is that if we delay that, not sending that letter, we might find ourselves, the only thing we must call it is just for information for members, for those who don't think can send to them, some of the things. But this was on behalf of the subcommittee. Because because we must also treat people with respect. It's very important. Without also compromising yourself, but to make sure that you do care as government and you respect people that they've taken their time and all that. In the absence also of the Speaker's office, because I had to go to the Speaker's office also to ask for permission, because their processes are presenting, even to allow us also for our candidate to take over and all that. I really, on behalf of ourselves, thanking ourselves collectively. Thank you. May we then, members, take according to my words, it will be like 10 to, then we reassemble here for so the members and department also can second so that they can prepare for their presentation. You are most welcome to thank you for your
Chair, sorry, just a response to my question.
Oh, yes,
before
yes.
We go to the
PCW. Oh, yes, my apologies. We are a subcommittee of the portfolio committee. Has one restarted this road kind of took us in terms of the road, all the roads that she has taken out here is that anything that we do here we report to the main committee. The main committee will present the report, what transpired here. It will be reflected if there is any questions that they want themselves to satisfy themselves that we were fair and go in terms of identifying the best check of candidates, the way we view them. They will do so. It will go to that committee then here. It will be then here. The administration also will, in the next meeting, will also inform certain types of programming so that it can reflect for adoption of the House next week. So those are the processes. So it's not like the last stop here. We are the subcommittee, so we still belong to the current committee. Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
And thank you for respecting us. Yes, thank you. I'm not sure about the quorum now, if we can go there. Since I'm new and women committing out to those things, but anyway, don't respond.
Chair, I would like to include an interview with finances rather than radio.
Okay. Actually, it's supposed to be apologizing to this gentleman. I apologize. Can I say that this subcommittee is adjourned until according to my work at 10:00, please?